Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked. Welcome back to Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we recommend books for you to read.
And here with us today, we have Cherie Morgan. She's one of our librarians, and she is an avid sci-fi and fantasy reader. A few years ago, we actually participated in a Reader's Advisory Committee where we kind of filled out reader profiles. And during that process, we learned that Cherie and I have pretty much opposite tastes from one another.
Within the same field of sci-fi and fantasy, if I love it, Leslie's going to hate it. So if I see something that looks like it wouldn't appeal to me at all, I always be sure to send Leslie the title in case it's something she wants to read.
So Cherie actually has a very special book that she brought with her today, and I'm just going to let you go for it.
Well, this Christmas, the library staff decided to do something very interesting for ourselves. We decided that instead of Christmas gifts to one another, we were going to do a Christmas Secret Santa book exchange. So the book I'm talking about today was hand-selected for me in secret by our librarian, Jenna Hart, who, if you want to talk about opposite reading tastes across the spectrum, that's me and Jenna. Jenna loves literary fiction. Jenna does not like reading science fiction at all, so she picked this book for me to read particularly. This is actually a good combination for two people who would never meet in recreational reading normally, because this is a science fiction book that I think would appeal to literary fiction readers. There's a lot of thinking involved in this book. The title is All Our Wrong Todays, and the author is Elon Mastai. I have no idea if I'm saying that correctly. It is set in Toronto in 2016, but it's set in two very different 2016s. There's the 2016 that you meet at the beginning of the book, and then there's the 2016 that you meet midway through the book, which looks a whole lot like the one you see if you open your eyes and look around you today. My first impressions of the book is that it looked interesting and it looked like nothing I would ever have picked out for myself ever, so good job, Jenna. We didn't throw ourselves out there blind. I didn't just draw a name and have to pick someone, and Jenna just didn't see Cherie Morgan and say, oh my gosh, what would Cherie like? So we were given things that one another might like about books. If I was reading a book for fun, I needed the book to just move and pull me with it and not have to work so very hard to make my way through the book. My first impressions was this book had very short chapters, and those short chapters kept the pace moving. I will say, if you're checking this book out digitally and you see 136 chapters, breathe.
That's amazing.
When I say the chapters are short, the chapters are anywhere from 2 to 4 pages long. There's one chapter that is one page. It's a very expletive rich page for a very expletive worthy situation.
Sounds like my kind of chapter.
It is. If you're going to read one chapter in this book, Leslie, read that one. And it's one page long, so it won't take very long. What I didn't like about it was one of my pet peeves is an unreliable narrator. I tend to see things in black and white. I like to trust the person telling the story. That you do not have with this book, because when you meet the narrator, his name is Tom Barron. Or is it? Is his name really John Barron? Is he really from a different alternate present, or is he just having a psychotic break in our present? He's not even sure at one point. And one plot point from this was the differences in waking up from your dreams in the 2016 Utopia versus 2016 now.
Did the dreams have commercials in them?
The dreams did not. Actually, your whole bed and your whole, you didn't shower, your bed would clean you while you slept and vibrate gently so you didn't get muscle cramps in the night. And there were psychological things that would play so that your dreams wrapped up cohesively and gently brought you to awareness and wakefulness, ready to start your day. And that's one thing that...
Cohesive dream wrap-up. I like it.
That's one thing that Tom missed waking up in 2016 of our time, where it's like people didn't even consider making the process any better. It's not that this narrator is setting out to fool you. The other thing he does is he's writing this sort of as a memoir, maybe. So he keeps saying things like, if I were writing a novel, if this were fiction, breaking the fourth wall to the reader. This book handles time travel throughout All Our Wrong Todays. It's the whole premise of the book. But you've got two very different 2016s in which time travel was invented. It was invented by different people with different backgrounds along the way. So the way that time travel was handled was described in detail in two different processes. You do not have to understand engineering or deep math to read this book. I don't understand deep engineering math, but just the main principles. If you're going to travel through time, you can't leave the calculation of space out of it, because the Earth moves and it moves differently from year to year. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to send someone back in time, you'd better account for the space so you don't land someone in the middle of a table. That's the challenge, and that challenge was solved two different ways by two different people. Mm-hmm. Poor Tom/John got to run into both of those different types of time travel as well.
Okay, so you did mention a little bit about how the characters were very interchangeable, but a little bit different. And you mentioned before we started that you didn't really have a physical description of it. So we are getting into the game show portion of this podcast again. So I'm going to put more game show music here. It was so nice. This part is when we would normally cast the main characters, but you mentioned something before, so...
The characters are described, their personalities are described in great detail. Mm-hmm. Their personalities in the future, their personalities in the present, but their physicality not so much. So if you're trying to cast based on physical characteristics match, there's not a lot to go on. It's more acting. Can you portray the personality of this person? And is it the utopia person, or is it the not necessarily direct parallel, not necessarily identical person?
Yeah.
From our current
2016. So maybe not a specific look, but just an actor with a really good skill at portraying minute differences. And
some of them you could do the same actor with minute differences, but others you're going to need two actors.
Okay. So our next round is our rapid fire round. We're going to ask you 5 questions, and we ask that you do not give any explanations for your answers. So Leslie, you can go first.
Okay. What is an alternate title that you would give the book if you could?
To time travel or not to time travel? That is the question.
That's a good one. If this book had a soundtrack, what kind of music would it be?
The one type of music that's mentioned is like punk rock and grunge.
Okay.
In the sense that it's absent from one timeline. So you could perhaps be contrary.
You could always skip soundtracks as you skip between timelines.
You'd say, okay, here's this, and then here's what wasn't there, punk rock and grunge. And now here's the reality that we actually have.
Okay.
So I know that you dig food. What kind of food would you pair with the book?
An avocado.
Would you recommend this book to a teenager?
Depends on the teenager, but there are some teenagers who would probably enjoy this book.
Mm-hmm. Is there a character that you related to at all in the book?
Probably either Greta Baron of the 2016 Like Ours or Penny Weschler of the 2016 Like Ours. Not to be confused with Penelope Weschler of the 2016 Utopia.
Okay, so our last round is going to be where you roll a set of die, and then you will be able to use the numbers on there to figure out what random line in the book that you're going to read.
All right, your random line today is, I'm not a genius like Lionel Gottrider or Kurt Vonnegut or my father.
Wow.
See, this is always so interesting.
See, now you know that assuming the main character does not think he...
And with pretty darned convincing justification.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us today and telling us a little bit about this book.
Thank you.
And stay tuned for more recommendations from other librarians and readers in the near future.
Bye.
Bye.